oldest cooler, and widest selection of adult beverages. Gillum Retail Liquor with fast, friendly service at 1713 West 8th Street in Coffeyville, here for you.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you after our fantastic interview with Senator Jerry Moran. We are now welcoming into studio from Coffeyville's Reawakening. We have Denise York. Denise, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Kyle. I'm doing great.
Make sure you get a little closer to that mic there. That way I can come through clear. On the phone, we do have from Phoenix, so we'll go ahead and welcome them in as well. We have Peggy Steele and Ron Olson in from Phoenix. Guys, how are you doing this morning? Guys, are you there?
I am.
Ah, okay.
Cut out for a minute, but you're loud and clear now.
All right, sounds good. I forgot to hit one button, and now we can hear you good. So, well, Denise wanted to lead off with something here real quick. Denise, and what was you wanted to lead off with before we get into the bulk of the interview?
Okay, I have a couple updates from the CoffeeVilleTogether.org program that's going on over at Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. We have a report that as of last night, we have over $13,000 worth of gift certificates that have been purchased through the website. And that means that there's $13,000 worth of match to go into the Community Relief Fund. So we've got 30 businesses registered. So if you haven't registered your local business, make sure you get on and registered. And with Mother's Day coming up, this is a great time to get online, get on CoffeeVilleTogether.org and order, you know, gift certificates for the flowers or dinners, or there's all sorts of things, kind of like a virtual Coffeyville mall there. So.
Exactly. And $13,000, that's a lot. So
it,
that's,
you know, it is. We'd like to see if maybe by next Thursday, let's see if we can get $25,000.
Right.
I think that would be a good goal for us. So also, the Cultivate Arville contest is still going on. Deadline is June 1st. So if you're out there working in your yard, doing home improvements or anything, take before and after pictures and make sure you get it on our Facebook page.
Absolutely. So go to the Facebook page, the Coffeyville Reawakening Facebook page. In fact, that's how I was able to get a hold of you. You just message the page. They will message you right back. So be sure to go ahead and message them. And now let's go ahead and get over to Peggy and Ron again. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Well, one of the things we wanted to talk about today, this week's topic, is the community gardens here in Coffeyville. And kind of the first question we want to get out of the way is, what is the community garden and how does it fit into Coffeyville's reawakening?
Well, this is Peggy, and the community garden is something that actually isn't a new idea. It is to Coffeyville, but they've been around for a long time. It's interesting that when you think about community gardens, some people think about the Victory Gardens back in World War II, and we didn't realize that we were going to be in the same situation this year, but it's a great time to get out and participate in our second year in a garden that takes a vacant lot and turns it into a place where people can meet and plant and grow things that are fresh and have wonderful food for family and friends all year long. And it's at 1205 West 9th Street, and it fits into Coffeyville's Reawakening because our neighborhood initiative is an essential part of the Coffeyville's Reawakening mission. And they all fit together. It's the neighborhood, the Midland Theater, and the historic downtown. And the community gardens are take vacant lots in our neighborhoods and turn them into beautiful producing areas.
And also, not only does it works out well where you can go out there and plant stuff, but it also beautifies the neighborhood, does it not?
It does. It really does. And the last thing that I'll add, because I know Ron's going to jump on and really talk about it, because he is the guru behind all of this, but the when you talk about community, it's not just a guy with a shovel or a woman with a shovel. I mean, we had Jeff Graham volunteer to come in and do all kinds of rototilling with his crew. Kansas Lumber donated lumber. Scott Maples built a fence. Acme Foundry donated bench frames. Joe Ferguson built them. Our neighbors, Tammy, Sam, and Steve, all contributed tons of time to help others learn. And organizations like the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, which is an amazing organization, really came through and funded our irrigation system. AARP funded our benches and our kiosks, USDA has helped us with a shed. So we have all, and then we have lots of private donations. So we have all kinds of help. It's truly a community effort.
And the other thing I wanted to ask about that, as we are talking to Denise Shork, Peggy Steele, and Ron Olson from Coffeyville's Reawakening, how and why did the community garden get started, and what makes it a community garden?
Well, it really got started kind of by accident. A couple of years ago, we were busy working on it.
Hey, Ron, if you can get a little closer to the speaker, we can barely hear you, sir.
Okay, is that better?
That is much, much better.
Okay, well, a couple of years ago when we were busy working on renovating some houses, a neighbor lady was looking at a vacant lot we had and wanted to know if she could, you know, plant some radishes or potatoes, whatever in there. And we said, yeah, we'll work with you on that. And then another neighbor said, could I plant the garden in my backyard? It was one of our tenants. Well, I said, what you really ought to do is get together with the other neighbor, which is Tammy, we'll talk about later. And one thing led to another, and then we decided, hey, let's make it into a community garden. And we laid out 20 plots, and they said, Jeff Graham, thank goodness for him, came over with his rototiller and dug everything up, and we've been going forward from there.
So yeah, that's how it got started. And I don't know if it's the connection, but you were still kind of faint there. But what makes this a community garden again? You've already answered that, it's just we're just trying to make sure we can hear it a little bit better here. As was kind of faint there. That it does it make it a community garden just because you can get out there on your own and work on it yourself as well?
Yes, of course. It's available to anybody in the community. And there's no charge. Everything is taken care of monetarily for the participants. The only thing we expect them to do monetarily is to buy their own seed. Now, last year, we had some people help get seed for the individuals, but generally speaking, that's their only cost to them. We pay for all the water and electricity and, you know, everything that's needed.
Well, the spring...
And this year, you know, one thing that's really exciting that Ron and I just have talked about, found out about, is we're working with Farm and Feed. And so the first or the next 10 people who sign up for garden plots will receive a $10 gift certificate. And we're going to do that through the community, Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. Right now, they're moved to help businesses. So they'll receive a $10 gift certificate to start that process of buying the seed and seedings at Farm and Feed. Farm and Feed's been a great supporter of ours. It's right across the street, so you don't even have to get in the car.
There you go. You can just walk right across the street and go over there and pick it up. Again, we're talking to Denise Shork, Peggy Steele, and Ron Olson with Coffeyville's Reawakening. This last year's spring, of course, of 2019, was really, really wet. How were you guys able to handle that? Because, again, that was a lot of rain that the area received last year.
Well, I'm not sure we handled it very well, Kyle. Actually, when we looked at the lot, said, yeah, it's got some drainage from the west to the east, and under normal circumstances, it should be okay. Well, that's before the May rain came, and I think we weren't in town at the time, but we've been told something like, 9 inches of rain in 72 hours or something unbelievable like that. Everything got pretty much washed out, and a lot of the people just said, heck, we're not going to do it this year. We're going to just wait till next year and what have you. So then we got back, Peggy and I got back into Coffeyville at the end of May, and it was kind of a mess, and we realized that we had to do something about it. So pretty much for the next 6 weeks to 2 months, we put in French drains throughout the garden and added some soil in various places in low spots, and now we like to think, and so far it's worked out fine, where we have adequate drainage. Now, if we get 9 inches of rain in a few hours, maybe not. After putting the drains in last summer, we had times when we had 2, 3, 4 inches of rain in a short period of time, and it handled it. So we think the drainage issue has been resolved.
Yeah, a lot of places are going to have a lot of trouble, you know, washing out 9 inches of rain, regardless of how good the drainage is, because that's just a lot of water in a very, very short amount of time. I wasn't living in the area then. I was living over in Enid, Oklahoma, but we were getting the same issue over there where I almost had water running into my house. And so I was a little worried about that last year. So definitely know about that May rain from last year. So, of course, you've told us you've worked on the drainage. And getting all that worked out. For some reason, it keeps cutting out our mic for whatever reason. What are the plans for this year? What are some new ideas that you're working on for this year for the community gardens?
Well, of course, the most important thing was getting the drainage, and we had to get that resolved. And it's not perfect. People look at it, they say, "Why would you do it that way?" Well, you got to work with what you have. We had some slope, but the drainage system was a little shallow from where we wanted it, but it is working, so that's a big thing. Secondly, we, with the help of the USDA, we put in a shed over there to store all our tools, wheelbarrows, etc. And it's a 10-by-14 nice building, and we started with 20 lots, so that took 2 of the lots. And then, in order to get things going this spring, with everybody being shut down all over the country, including Coffeyville, I wanted to get some potatoes in the ground. So I had Tammy plant 2 of the lots into the entire lot in potatoes. We're going to have a ton of potatoes coming. They are up and growing. And then the rest of the time, we're going to have the remaining 16 lots are going to be available to anybody who wants them. Some people have spoken to them already. We probably have 10 remaining that we want people to get active with it, get out there and plant, and go forward. We should have a good summer.
It's really exciting because last year, before the monsoon hit, we had a waiting list. Can you believe that in the first year? This year, we know we have a lot of interest, and people are kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with the whole COVID thing. But, hey, you can social distance and do gardening. Get outside, and you can do it, you know, with families. You can do it individually. It's a really great opportunity to get out and do something and be productive with your time. So, hey, we're ready to plant, so you can sign up now.
And you're talking about signing up.
Let's do this summer. In the summer's gone. In the past, we had watering with the water supply there, of course, and everybody would water the garden as with a hose. Well, if you go out there today, it looks exactly the same. However, we are planning on, if we're going to do it, probably at the end of this month, June, put an automated irrigation system for the entire garden, so nobody will have hand water anymore.
And that's thankful. We're thankful to the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation for a grant, because that automated irrigation system is going to make a huge difference for people. It guarantees not only do we have drainage now, but we have water when we need it. And we're going to have that for not only the community garden, but later on we'll talk about the orchard. And the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation has kindly helped with both of those. Couldn't have it without them.
Well, another question I have is, myself, you know, I've never gardened before. What if I have never gardened? Is there any way, like, maybe I've never gardened before, so how would this work out if I was wanting to maybe, get a plot out there?
Well, that's an interesting question, because a lot of people had that question last year and they were amazed. Even with the monsoon, when they came back, the people that came back the second time learned as they went. And Tammy, who lives right next door, who this year has been anointed our garden goddess, and Tammy lives at 1203 West 9th, and she has agreed to oversee everything, and she will help. And help people pick out their plants, help people with what plot they plant in, open up and close the shed, and she will help you. And it's amazing when you start to see those little sprouts come through that ground, and then all of a sudden you can pick things and have dinner with everything fresh. And so even though you've never planted before, we have help. We have the tools, we have the advice, and we have a place.
We have a lot of information at Kansas State University, of course, the Ag School in Kansas, that is helpful, telling you what to plant and when to plant it. And then we have another great resource, which is the Old Farmer's Almanac. You want to plant peas or potatoes or whatever it is, you can Google it, and we've done that, so we've got copies of pretty much everything people will be planting, and it will tell you how to do it, how deep, when, and on and on.
Oh, that worried me for a minute, because when Ron said Old Farmer's Almanac, I thought he was talking about himself, because he was raised as a farmer in North Dakota. I thought he was going to go into some of those old farmer stories, but yeah, that almanac's a great resource.
Absolutely. And if somebody's wanting to get a plot out there, how and when do we need to sign up for to get a plot out there?
Right now, first come, first serve. As I said, last year we had a waiting list, and so you can call Tammy, and you can write this number down, 620-515-3893, or you can call Ron at 303-898-0670, or you can stop by the community garden, go to the house next door at 1203, Tammy said this is okay, and leave her a note at her door, or knock on her door. She is a stay-at-home mother with a 12-year-old child that she cares for. So she's there a lot, but not always. And she will talk to you and assign you a plot. But first come, first serve.
And where is the community garden located at, so that we can kind of get over there and check it out, and also, again, talk to Tammy as well?
Absolutely. It's 1205 West 9th Street.
So be sure to get on over there, and you'll be able to see it. And you did mention something earlier as we are talking to Denise Shork, Peggy Steele, and Ron Olson from Coffeyville's Reawakening. What you did tell me, and you mentioned it earlier, was the community orchid, the community orchid slash park. What is that?
Well, that's something Ron's going to talk about, because he is the visionary behind this. As you know, we started all of this with fixing up houses on 9th Street, and then it evolved into a nonprofit for just fixing up 9th Street, especially looking at the vacant lots. And we had a vacant lot in at 904 West 9th Street, and Ron said, you know, there's two other vacant lots adjoining this. What if we could put these three lots together? And I went, no, that's not going to happen. So Ron went out, found the owners, got them to donate those two vacant lots, and he has put together an amazing plan for an orchard, and it's going to be a pick-and-eat orchard. He can talk about where we are and how that's going to progress. Ron?
Yes.
Yes.
talk about where we are and how it's going to progress.
On the orchard, sir.
Unusual.
No, not really. Yeah, we like the idea of park. It's a lot more exciting than garden. Garden is up to function and what have you. And the park is it's hard to imagine. We had these three wonderful lots. It took us all summer, last summer, to get the legalities out of the way. Two individuals who owned the other two lots said, yeah, we'll give it to you, but there were some legalities, I'll just call it, that we had to get out of the way, so we didn't really get possession until October, so nothing really started until this spring. But Peggy and I were in town in March, and we plotted out the park where we wanted to put the fruit trees and the path and the water lines and what have you, and now they're all in. The fruit trees have all been planted, something like 14, 15 fruit trees, a variety. The path is marked out, and as soon as we get back in town in a few days, we're going to go and develop it. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful little park. Up and down 9th Street, how we really got the idea on it, I'm going to back up a little bit here. Up and down 9th Street, there's a lot of activity, a lot of traffic. I'm talking foot traffic, bike traffic. Forget about cars for a moment, we know about that. But all the way from all the way from the shopping center in the west to downtown, there's really not a single place that a person can stop and rest and enjoy and smell the roses. So we decided this park was really well located for that purpose, and that's kind of how it got started. And now we've got park benches in there, and all kinds of different things are going to be in there before the summer is over. And again, we have a drip irrigation system in there, so everything's going to be watered properly. We're going to maintain it ourselves or volunteers, whatever we got to do.
I have to tell you, though, that the city has been great in terms of helping us with the Walk the Block, and that path on 9th Street goes right by the community garden and the community park, so all of this is connected together. And these paths will connect to the Rails to Trails path that will go up to LeClaire Park and perhaps beyond to the old Sherwin-Williams plant. And so all of these initiatives go to make Coffeyville more livable, and they're also pilot projects for other neighborhoods. So we look at all the vacant lots in Coffeyville. Coffeyville's Reawakening is really committed to looking at, you know, all the places that we can provide value and help people improve. And these vacant lots can really be turned into great, productive, beautiful assets when we turn them into gardens or parks or orchards.
And
by the way, these fruit trees are obviously small. It's going to take a period of years before they produce. And we're going to see how it works. Some people say you're crazy to even try it. Well, we're going to try it and see if it works. If it doesn't work, I guess we take a chainsaw out and cut the fruit trees out. Put in shade trees instead.
Or we have Ron sit under a tree with a basket of apples, handing them out as people walk by. That's an option.
So you're saying you guys have planted fruit trees, which is fantastic. What kind of fruit trees have you guys planted over there?
Well, we've got apple, peach, cherry, plum, I think, are the four. And then we've also got some shade trees and decorative trees that we put in there, and more to come.
It's exciting because these three lots, the center lot has a huge old mulberry tree that's a shade tree. It's to the back of the lot. It's like a Hollywood scene. We couldn't have planned it better. And so we're going to put picnic tables under that tree so people can have a place to picnic. Well, there's a hedge that's going to grow that will separate that from the alley. There'll be off-street parking in the alley by the lot, not on the alley, but beside the alley. And it's very, very exciting. So we can't wait to see this evolve. You know, because the parks and play places in our neighborhoods used to be our schools. But when we went to a centralized school system for the elementary schools, we lost a lot of those play areas in our neighborhoods. And so we're trying to get that back. So anybody listening who's interested in looking at how they can take some of these vacant lots and improve them in their neighborhoods, hey, contact Denise or me, Peggy Steele, at Coffeyville's Reawakening, because they are the umbrella organization that's pulling all of this together.
And how is this different from the garden, other than the fact that there's probably more trees there, but how is this different from the garden the way it works?
Okay, if you look at the garden, you're going to look down the garden, you're going to see 20 individual plots separated by beautiful gravel that looks like pathways, but it's really part of the French drain system. And in each one of those plots, you're going to see lots of different produce growing, different kinds of things that people can eat. You're going to see a pathway. You're going to see some benches, a flag, places to rest. If you look at the community orchard and park, it's going to be three lots instead of one. And if you look at it, you're going to see different fruit trees growing around those three lots. You're going to see two benches with shade trees behind them. And then you're going to see that magnificent mulberry tree in the back with a place to picnic and lots of green grassy areas so kids can play. Right now, our kids on 9th Street and the other areas play in the streets or the driveways. They don't have a place to throw a ball or to, you know, play that cornhole game thing. But this will give them places to do that kind of stuff.
And so it's going to be a great thing for the community, and like you said, the kids in there where they can have kind of have a place to go play and have a good time and do it in a safe way. The final couple questions here are, guys, why are we doing this? Why are you guys doing this? Obviously, I think I kind of know the answer, but I kind of want to hear from your mouths as well.
I would really like to know what you think.
Well, I think you're doing it because you love the community. So
I can talk to you on that subject for 10 minutes. But in about three words, I keep telling people, we're just trying to make Coffeyville a better place to live, and this is part of it.
And I think this will help out a lot. And there are still a lot of vacant lots around Coffeyville. Could we expand on this idea?
Absolutely. And in fact, if anybody's interested in ideas and how we went about the garden and the orchard, we'll be happy to advise them. Again, if you get the easy way to get a hold of us is through Denise at Coffeyville's Reawakening, which is located at 115 West 9th Street. We have a headquarters there. And boy, if you haven't stopped in to see it, you need to do that. It's really a wonderful gathering place. And so Denise can forward those inquiries to us, and we can figure out the best way to get information to you. We are in those high-risk groups, so we're sequestered here. We plan on being back by Memorial Day. We usually spend 6, 7, 8 months in Coffeyville. It's going to be a little shorter this year because of all the stuff that's going on, but we'll be there. We'll help.
All right. Well, guys, Peggy, Ron, thank you so much for calling in today. We appreciate it so much. You guys are doing so much for Coffeyville, and we really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay, Kyle. Thank you.
All right. And Denise, as we'll let them go. And Denise, that's a lot of stuff to take in, but, it's a lot of great stuff going on for the community, and I'm definitely excited about it myself.
There is. Did you get a chance to go by last week?
I have not got a chance. I got super busy right after the interview, so I'm going to go by this week because I got to go to the Natural Food Center after work, and then I'm going to swing by there and check it out because I definitely want to look at it, and then also check out the orchard as well. So it's going to be a great thing, and like you said, that's going to give an area for the kids to play in that area, and just a revitalization of that area, which is a great thing.
It is.
All right, so again, Denise, thank you so much for coming in today. I really do appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right, so we'll have you guys back on again next week at 8:30, back at your normal time. so
next week we plan on having, if we can get her out of her farm chores, will be Shannon Model. She's been working on a lot of projects around town that we want her to update on.
Absolutely. Sounds fantastic. Yeah. And we will have you back on at our regular time next week, 8:30. We just had kind of a backlog of interviews we had to do today. So again, I appreciate you coming in today, Denise.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, hey, it's time to start Open Line finally. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this beautiful Thursday.